Rory, the preliminaries are over, I suppose, and it's the season and the part of the season, I suppose, you've been waiting for the last couple of months. Derry tonight at the start of the National League.
Yeah, I suppose, Tom, look, you know, from the minute we got back trading there at the end of December, Derry was the only opposition that we could really focus on. So we've been building along nicely. It was great to get the three McKenna Cup games, and we've had, you know, almost 5 weeks training now. So, look, it's going to be a good battle against Derry. We obviously played them last year in the Championship, and it was a kick of the ball between the two teams. So I'd expect another close encounter, you know, and local derbies will always bring in an extra bit of spice as well.
And before we look at that game in a little bit more depth, overall, looking at the Allianz League, Donegal back up in Division 1, what's the plan? What's the objective?
Well, look, I'd imagine we're very similar to for probably all the other seven teams in it, in that the first priority will be to try to get safe, and, you know, that's going to take, I'd imagine, 6 points minimum to do that. So, look, that's kind of the short-term goal. I'd imagine the same for everybody. It's very, very competitive. I think it could be a situation where you're on 6 points and just about survive, and you could be on 7 points in a playoff. That's the way it's been the last number of years. So, look, we'll try to get the 3 wins over the course of the 7 games, and preferably as early as possible, Tom.
And you're looking at 4 games at home, 3 away. Do you pinpoint and say, right, we're going to go for all out for the wins at home, and they're our bankers?
No, listen, I don't think we're in a position where anything's a banker, you know. I think it's going to be an extremely competitive division, and obviously the home games are crucial and have been for Donegal over the last number of years. But at the minute, our whole focus is on Derry, and I'm hoping to get off to a good start tonight.
And as we spoke a couple of weeks ago, Rory Cavanagh no longer with you. He's retired. Dermot Brick-Malley taking a break. They're really the only absentees.
Yeah, look, we're very happy and contented with the squad that we have. Tom, you know, as I've alluded to before, was very much aware going into the job that Rory Cavanagh was very unlikely to play. And, you know, while obviously disappointed in that, it's something that I parked in my own mind some time ago. So, you know, I'm very content with the squad we have. We have a few lads maybe unavailable, with the likes of Colin McFadden, David Walsh, Neil McGee, you know, for more experienced players. But I think, you know, overall we're happy going into the first game with the pool of players I have to pick from.
Yeah, and in the relation to Dermot Malloy, did you speak to Dermot? Is it just?
I did. Yeah, look, I was chatting to Dermot, you know, last weekend, and look, that's something that he felt that he would prefer to come out of the equation, you know, having struggled to nail down a regular spot. So that's, look, something I totally understand, and that's the nature of panels. People come and go.
Yeah, and I know Anthony Thompson has committed to you as well. What's the situation with him regarding to the National League?
No, Anthony is mad keen to go again. From pre-Christmas, he had said that straight away, that he very much wanted to be involved. He's training away over in England himself and that, so he's a player that's going to be available to us, and we're delighted for that.
Have you for this weekend?
I will. Look, we'll see what his fitness is like now. He's going to give us a call this evening here, you know, and we'll judge it after that.
Yeah. Anyway, looking ahead to the game this evening, and I suppose looking at your selection, which was announced this morning, going with a very strong team, I suppose it's signature intent.
It's great to have the quality of player available to us, and albeit some of them definitely would be some way off peak fitness. But that's probably the same for the majority of teams throughout the country. And look, we're delighted to give them the opportunity game time early in the year. I did speak to a number of them around Christmas time and maybe slightly before it, about, you know, when did they want to see themselves coming back to it, or what did they think was best. And to a man, they all said they wanted to be involved from day one. They wanted to get as much game time under their belt early in the year, because they feel that has stood to them over the last number of years.
Yeah, and a big game for Kilcar clubman Kieran McGinley getting his first start. Merited, I suppose, on his performances in the McKenna Cup?
Listen, you know, Kieran had a fairly good McKenna Cup campaign there, so he did, and he slotted in the wing half-back there over the course of the 3 games. So, look, it's going to be a good test for Kieran, but I'm quite confident now that the way he's settled in, that he'll give a good account of himself.
And, of course, we're going to see Carl Lacey and Paddy McBrearty for the first time this season. What's their fitness like?
Well, the two of them are going really, really well. Paddy had a bit of a setback, I think in December time there, he snigged his knee in the under-21 final. He was out of action for a month, but, you know, as much as Paddy would have wanted to be out playing, I think at his age, a wee break for a month or 5 weeks done him no harm, and he's back, he's looking very refreshed. He played for Jordanstown there in in the McKenna Cup. I think he played a half and then he played a challenge game for them as well. So he's looked sharp in training, as is Carroll Lacey. Carroll hasn't done a whole pile of ball work, but he's been working away on his fitness and building up the power, strength and power in the body, and he looks really, really fresh and good to go.
And looking at the selection, it would appear it's best foot forward, isn't it?
Ah, yeah, definitely. You know, we're looking to get off to a good start, you know, as are Derry. And, you know, Derry have named quite a strong team as well as ourselves. So, that you know, it's going to be a titanic for tussle and a bit of experience, I think, will go a long way.
What do you make of the Derry selection? Not unfamiliar to the one that you played already in the McKenna Cup.
No. Look, we knew when we seen that McKenna Cup team that they were going fairly strong for that game, you know, so they were. And that they went with a lot of the same players again. And, you know, they're a fairly experienced team. Yeah, they're a fairly young team, in fairness, now, but they've been under Brian there. I think they're going into their third year now, and they very much know what he expects of them. They probably were a bit disappointed the way the summer panned out last year, but, you know, right, you know, as of last April, they were the form team in the country. I remember watching them a man down playing Mayo in the National League semi-finals. I've been very, very impressed with them, but at the same time, you know, they probably didn't fulfil their potential then in the summer, and that's something that they'll be very conscious of.
As we said earlier, you fought four home games and 6 points is your target at this stage, possibly seven. I'm sure you'd be very anxious to get off to a winning start, and really this could end up being a 4-pointer.
Ah, yeah, look, I suppose it probably would. I was, you know, reading various media articles during the week, and they would have had ourselves and Derry down for being in the bottom three, bottom four, without a shadow of a doubt, you know. So, look, you know, the reality is you don't want to go into the 3-week break in the National League with no points. So, look, the first day is the first chance to get 2 points. We'll be very keen to get that.